Thank you for calling XPO. This is Sonia. How can I assist you today?
Oh, hello, ma'am. My name is Kyle. I'm with Geek Squad Appliance Services. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, Kyle. How are you?
Not too bad. Hey, I have a request to try to figure out something. So a lady came into, her local Best Buy store and bought a gas range from us, and it was an open box unit. Apparently, whoever had it before her and then sent it back had the propane conversion kit installed, and apparently they didn't like it or whatever, and it was sent back. I guess she had a delivery team come out today. It looks like Valmore Argueta. I don't know how to pronounce that, really. And I guess the unit came with the kit enough to, like, or the pieces to convert it back to actual gas. But the guy that came out there didn't have the, I guess he knew how to do it, but wasn't licensed to do it. So I'm really trying to see if you guys know of anybody that's licensed to do this job and see if we can, like, get something rescheduled for her to have the install done.
Sure.
However this works, I don't know.
Yeah. Do you have the customer's PO number, the order number?
I have, like, our order number, like the 112 or an FMS order number, but I also have her phone number as well.
Yeah, I can generate by the 112.
Okay. So I got, after the 112, I have 022-573-3026.
Thank you.
Wasn't quite sure what number you have, so that's why I was,
Yeah, we can use that one, and then ours is like the 06 and then the alphabet and all those other numbers behind it.
Gotcha.
All right, Kai, please get you to verify that customer's name and address and email address for me, please.
Yes, it looks like her name is Kelly Smithy at 323 Grove Street in Houston, Texas, and her email is ksmithy7@gmail.com.
All right, thank you so much for verifying that. And this is a Best Buy delivery order?
Yeah, it showed delivery and installation. That's why I called this number.
Okay, all right, because I'm only showing, I'm not showing a service on here for installation. It just has delivery. It doesn't even give me a product description here. Let me see.
Yeah, it shows me here for a gas kit, gas, KitchenAid gas range, and then a unregulated basic install. It says XPO delivery, but Balmore Argueta. Or, I don't know how to pronounce that. I guess she was like, yeah, he knew how to do it, but he wasn't licensed to do it, so he didn't want to get in trouble. It's like, good point. Like, I wish he would have just done it, you know, but, but yeah, if he messes up something, it's on him, so that's why he probably didn't want to do that.
Okay, because I'm actually showing this order was created on the 15th of August.
Yep, and it was just done today. It shows it was completed out at 2:42. That's 2:42 my time anyways. Well, I guess we're all in the same time zone, I guess.
Yeah, I'm on the same time with you right now. I'm on.
Yeah. Okay. I didn't know if you were, and I didn't know if you guys were somewhere else, so that's why I said that.
Oh, yeah, I'm home, but I'm on Central Time. We're in, it's the same time, so you should have about 4:38.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Supposed to be up 8 minutes ago, but
okay.
Overtime,
bless
whatever.
Bless you. All right, let's see here. All right, for Ms. Smithy, as I stated, I can notate the order that the customer had an open box, and there was a conversion kit from the previous, I guess, customer that was having this particular unit installed. And usually when the technicians, some of if they're not certified or qualified, they're not going to do it.
Gotcha.
So, yeah. So in this case, with it being a delivery and install, and with that, I would actually just resubmit another PO for the customer that has that installation in. So this the LP conversion kit is being removed from the unit right now, correct?
Right. Yep. It was already installed in the previous order from some other customer.
Okay.
And so they got there to install it and found out that kit was on, and it's like, we need to switch this.
Okay. All right. So what's going to happen is once you resubmit that PO order over for the installation, for delivery and installation, just go ahead and I guess you can put uninstall LP conversion kit on there as well. And then that way, once
have a service like that.
Well, it says uninstall everything else. So, I mean,
yeah.
I can notate it.
I've never seen that service before. So.
Yeah, I mean, just, you know, because, yeah, if they're going to install it, I'm pretty sure they can uninstall it, too. I mean, just give it a try.
Right.
But I have this.
Oh, yeah, true. I mean, yeah, I guess we could do that. I didn't think of that.
Yeah, because then that way, yes, once it's submitted and it's assigned to that technician's office, they will see that. And then they'll know that they need to schedule a licensed installer to actually take this customer's order.
Gotcha.
Because you say that today the installer or the driver was not qualified for that, and he told the customer that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, they're not going to do it. So, yeah, I would put that in there. So I would resubmit it because, as you say, that this cannot be completed, and it has that window of 8 to 8. And like you said, it was done by 2:45 today. But it's just still showing in a dispatch open status.
Okay. All right. We'll see what I can do on my end. I appreciate it. I didn't know if any of you guys could set a redo or something on your end to have someone else to come out that was, you know, qualified, or if that was even a thing. So I figured I'd call and ask. So.
Yeah, no problem. But only with that order being resubmitted, with it being in the status that it's in now, then no, it would be like the same thing they did today. Just they'll be sending someone out randomly. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I will see what I can do on my end. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Anything else I could help with today?
Nope, that'll be it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling XPO, and you have a great day.
You too.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye.